Chapter 8, Setting Limits on Giving. Giving money. In my experiences with giving money to various people who have asked me for help, I have noticed a trend. Many of the people I helped financially came back to me later, again and again, to ask for more, until I set a limit. I have learned that limits need to be set with people about giving them money. Otherwise, they usually will ask for more, and some will attempt to make you their single source for money. You can help them temporarily, but in the long run, they need to learn how to support themselves financially. I don't like having to say no, but I have learned that giving money to people usually ends up with my having to set limits. At a Starbucks one day, I met a man around my own age who appeared to be struggling financially, but I saw no indication that he was addicted to drugs or alcohol, so I decided to give him some money without him asking. To stay in touch, we traded phone numbers. A week later, he called me to ask for more money so he could take his dog to the vet. A week later, he called to ask for more money so he could go on a trip in his motorhome to visit his son, who lived 3 hours away. He said he needed money for gas to get there. I gave him money a third time. After another week, he called to say that he was out of town and needed money for the fourth time. Here was the test. I didn't want to become his single source of money, so I knew I had to set a boundary. But when I told him that I wasn't going to send him money right away, he immediately became angry. He started saying things to me to try to manipulate me by shaming me. I was shocked when he started calling me names and said some horrible things to me. It was really disturbing to experience this from someone whom I had recently helped so much. He was attacking me for setting boundaries. After I set those boundaries, he sent me some mean text messages. I replied with, "Love you, brother. Wish you the best." I hope that at some point he thought about his behavior and reflected on why he had treated me the way he did. He had no reason to blame or hate me for anything. I didn't respond to him in a negative way. I simply gave to him, generously and unconditionally. And since I wasn't negative to him, he cannot blame me for his abusive attempts to force me to give more. Sometimes you have to set boundaries and then cut ties. Some people are like children who become upset when they don't get what they want, and they lash out in abusive ways that may have worked with others in the past. They try to force others to give through guilt, shame, or even threats. With that insight, I could have justified that helping others financially is a lost cause. True, some people are ungrateful, selfish, and self-centered, and helping them may require great patience and tolerance. I would prefer it if people I helped were grateful, didn't expect more later, and showed appreciation, but that would be conditional giving. Everyone is on a different level of self-centeredness and ignorance of the truth. To resent a person because of how much I have given him or her and how I think I should be treated for it means that I'm making the giving conditional. The sad truth is, if allowed to, some people will take everything I have with no consideration at all for me and my circumstances. But I don't regret my giving. To the best of my ability, I give unconditionally, without basing it on the recipient's future behavior toward me. Nevertheless, maintaining unconditional giving can be challenging at times, and setting boundaries is necessary. Delaying an answer to a financial request. When you are asked for money, your first instinct is probably to say no. But you may not want to answer immediately, so take some time to ponder the request. Check your instincts against your heart. When you are asked for money, it is fine to take some time before making a decision. You can say, "Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you." Then you may figure out a way to help that doesn't involve money. Or perhaps you can suggest how the person can get financial assistance from another source. In the end, it is totally acceptable to say no, but when you're in doubt, it is best to lean towards generosity. Drug addiction increases selfishness. Alcohol, narcotics, methamphetamines, and cocaine use frequently causes people to get addicted in a short period of time and have difficulty quitting. Then once they are addicted, the mental and physical suffering required to stop motivates them to continue using. The more that people use drugs like these, the more self-centered and selfish they usually become. Then the pain and suffering caused by their growing selfishness and hurting others usually isolate them. What commonly makes people stop using these drugs are legal troubles, rejection from others, failing health, or death. Sometimes not helping others financially helps them. Do not enable drug addicts by giving them money to feed their addiction. They need to have pain and consequences to get sober and stay sober. Helping addicted people financially actually hurts them by allowing them to continue to hurt themselves and everyone around them. The way to help them is by assisting them to get into detox and treatment. A younger male friend, whom I have known for over 10 years, started using heroin and meth. His mom reached out to me for support in helping him. That process required patience, tolerance, and sacrifice on my part, and it wasn't fun. But I wanted to help him survive and get back to a place where he could give to others again. So I was there for him when he needed it, on his schedule, not mine. I was available with my time without supporting him financially. His life was on the line. On short notice, he called me and asked me to pick him up to bring him to detox. I went by his place to pick him up, but by that time, his high had worn off, so he wouldn't go because he started looking for drugs to treat his withdrawal from opioids. When he couldn't decide to help himself, I left. I had done what I could, but ultimately, it was him passing out in his car at an intersection, getting arrested, and going to jail that got him to detox. A year later, my young friend is sober and doing well again. Once more, he is giving back to others.